project with Anne Marie Lenay for the Movers Oral History Project on May 16, 2005. This is Maine. I'm Thomas Byrne. Interview. Could you please say your full name?
My full name?
Yes.
Anne Marie Lenay.
Could you please spell it?
A N N E, capital M A R I E, capital L E M A Y.
What was your date of birth?
7/15/34.
So July 15th. Where were you born?
I was born in Lewiston.
Okay. Where did you grow up in Lewiston?
I grew up in the city of Lewiston, near Rich Theater, Maple Street.
Did you live in an apartment or a house?
Apartment.
Okay. What were your parents' names?
Are you sure that's all right?
What?
Are you sure that's all right to ask all those questions?
Okay,
my parents' name was Mary Ange Maiden or Mary? Mary Lane Ganey and Evelyn Turcock.
Where was your mother born?
My mother was born in Canada.
Okay. How was your father?
My father was born in Canada.
What part of Canada?
Victoriaville.
What part of
My mother?
Yeah.
My mother was Blakely.
What province of Canada is that?
Yeah. In Quebec, I think.
Your parents were females?
Yes.
What kind of work did they do in the mills?
My mother, I think she was in the spinning room, but my father was a business agent for the union.
They worked in the mills on the road?
Yes, he worked before he got his job in the union, he worked at the Hill Mill.
You got a job?
Yes. A business agent. When people have problems, they go to him and they work it out with the company.
So he works for the union full time?
Yes, after he was from the.
Do you have any siblings? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
One twin sister and one brother.
Okay. Did they work in the mills?
My twin sister did, but she had to leave because of a rash from the yarn.
What
are you talking about that? Huh? Well, she had a rash. She was allergic to a special kind of a yarn. She had to leave. My brother didn't work in the mill. My grandmother worked in the mill. My grandmother, my mother, and me.
Where did you go to school here?
Jordan.
Jordan
School.
Is that a public school?
Yes, well, we moved to Auburn. I went to Lake Creek School, went to school. Then we moved to Lewiston, then I went to Jordan School. Public school.
Is that what your siblings are?
My sibling?
Your brother?
My sister, yes, but my brother, he went to a Catholic school, St. Mary's. St. Mary's School in Lewiston.
And you said your brother didn't work in the mills?
No. He had a job, a fireman.
How far in education did you go?
Three?
Yeah.
Eighth grade.
How about your sister?
Eighth grade. My brother took you. Huh? He finished high school. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Do you know where it was high school?
It must have been Lewiston High.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about that. Well, there's a 13 years difference in age, so I wasn't there all the time.
Growing up in your house, did you speak French?
Yes. We spoke French. It was hard going to a public school not speaking English. I learned it over there, but at the beginning it was hard.
So you knew no English going to high school? I mean, going to school?
Yes. So I learned at the public school, and I learned from my next door neighbor. She told me different things, what to say in English, just when I learned.
But at home?
Yes. I live on top of Garfield. That's where I learned English.
But at home you spoke French all the time?
Yes. We still do it.
Do you speak French to all your friends?
No, now we start by speaking English. We speak English now. But in the beginning, before, how shall I say that? Well, after I graduated there were different friends, and we started speaking English.
What do you mean, different French?
Not different French. I mean, we didn't speak as much French as we used to. We started speaking English. Now it's mostly all English. But we still, my husband and I still speak French.
Do you teach your kids French?
They know a little bit, but not much.
So they spoke English growing up?
Yeah, they spoke English growing up.
So you spoke
to your children in English? Yes, we were starting speaking English, and they went to public school, so they learned English, and they spoke English all the time. They hardly speak French. I don't think they know, they might know a word or two, but that's it. I had six children working in the mill, and had six children. That's pretty good. They were good at the mill. I had time out, and then they gave me time after the birth of the baby to return, and I make a good living at the mill.
How much time did you get off?
I was a weaver, so sometimes I worked 3 months pregnancy, then I took it off. They didn't say nothing because it was heavy machinery and everything. So everything was just fine.
But in other rooms you might have had to work more.
Huh?
But in other rooms you might have had to work deeper into your pregnancy.
Yeah. Now, my girls, they have to work until 2 months before they deliver. There's a big change.
So working at it, so how many hours did you work?
40 hours a week, yeah.
5 days a week?
5 days a week. Saturday and Sunday off, man. There was no Saturday and Sunday to work. just on special occasion when they needed something, like for a war or something, they would work.
She worked all day on this weekend.
While we're home, only the one that Saturday and Sunday is the one that wants to work. They have a chance to work. But that was on special occasion, very rare.
How old were you when you started working?
18. Jobs here and there. I had a job at the bakery, Main Bacon, they called it. It's not there anymore. And I worked there, then I worked at a dry cleaner, and I don't know what happened. I didn't have any job, and my grandmother from Canada came, and she said, you know, I'll pray for you. And she prayed for us, and we went to look at the Hill Mill for our job, and they hired us.
Did you have any trouble getting a job there?
No.
They hired on the spot?
Yeah. Yeah, the first time me and my sister together.
What year was this?
Oh, I'm 70 now. That's way, way back.
Yeah, about 40 years.
50 years ago. I'm not sure, but around that 50 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it easy to get a job
with me? Yes. And what I like at the mill is if we don't like our job, they post the bulletin. The one that wanted a job put their name, and the oldest one in the seniority had their job. When they left or something, they post their job and stay, instead of saying, well, we'll take you, they gave us a choice, the one that wanted it.
Based on seniority?
Huh?
It was still based on seniority?
Yes, yes.
What were the most popular?
I was a weaver, but at the end, I was room girl, and I liked it. I liked room girl. It was hard. It was like a puzzle to figure all those threads and everything, and I liked it. But I was a weaver most of the time. But I had another job too at the basement in the finishing room where we packaged the bedspread, put them in the box, and we sealed the bedspread, and I worked in the belt, putting it in the box, and I work in the warehouse a little bit. A lot of departments. I went up in the spinning. Well, sometimes it was laid off.
Did you make a lot of friends with
people? Oh, yes, wonderful people. Oh, yeah. They always so helpful, trying to help you. I still think of those people today. But at my age now, I see a lot of them dying. But they were wonderful. I think it was the people that made Batesville and Hill Mill, was the people. They were so committed to their jobs.
So did you talk to a lot of people during work?
Huh?
Did you talk to people when you were working?
Sometimes, yeah. We had, like weavers, we had time to talk, and we had breaks, and we talked. a lot of them make a good living. They send their children to college, and some are nurses and everything, all because they work at the mill. It was a good place to work.
So, to the younger group, so you talk to each other, do you talk to each other in English? No, or in French?
French. But at the end, we talk English. Well, I started off when 50 years ago, it was French. We talked French. But when I was transferred to the Batesville, we started talking English. Yeah. We didn't want to talk French if somebody was English.
So there weren't a lot of people
who spoke
English when you first started?
No, there was none. Not that much, no. Always on second shift, and
what hours were those?
The hours are 3 to 11 second shift, and I work most of the time second shift. Only when the mill closed, and I went at base mill, the situation has changed, and I was on first shift. Second shift. I could have bid on other job on the first shift or third shift, but I chose second shift because I was home with my children. My husband came home around 4, and he took care of the children at night, and it was just right for us. We had a babysitter maybe for 1 hour. She lived right next door to where we used to live. And we got along just fine doing that.
Did you ever pick up any extra shifts here and there?
Well, overtime?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do much overtime. But I went on other shift for like the third shift. I went for a while, just the first shift. Mostly first shift when I transferred to base.
First shift is what hours?
What, 7 to 3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it at base mill.
Did a lot of people, were there many people or not, who worked overtime?
I guess so. Some of my friends were working overtime. You have a choice if you wanted to work. You don't know. And they asked them. They did it. I couldn't work overtime with the family I had.
So people with overtime not married, or people with overtime stay married or not married?
I don't know. Some were married, some were not.
Did men intend to work more overtime?
Well, it depends what job. Some jobs it was woman jobs, some jobs were man jobs, like fixing the looms, it was man jobs. The women, well, some were weavers, were men, and some were women. So they had a choice if they wanted to work. They asked the oldest, but they go by seniority. But if they wanted to work, they have a chance. They don't.
In the meeting, you said there were men and women. In your meeting, they said there were. You said there were men and women.
Yes.
Did they make the same amount of money per hour?
No. Well, the loom fixtures were more paid more than us because we were weavers. It's That's a skill, you know, a big skill to fix the wounds. But we didn't want.
So what did you do? Can you describe what you did?
I work on plain fabric. That just comes from Batesville. And I have a bedspread from Batesville.
Bedspread?
You want to see my bedspread?
Maybe after the interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
didn't stay much on the bedspread. I didn't stay much. I don't know. I went to the other jobs. I didn't stay long with the bedspread. But I did it at the end. I worked on bedspread. Being a room girl, I had to work on both. Martha Washington, Everton. Well, no regrets working at Bates and Hill. We had six children and we had a good life.
Yes.
If we didn't agree with them, we go to the union, and they hear our cases, and then the union goes there, and they work things out.
Were there a lot of disagreements?
Huh?
Were there a lot of disagreements?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes there were some disagreements, and but sometimes it works for them, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes for a job or something. I don't know. Mostly for jobs or going on to another ship. There's all different kinds. Maybe their job was too big, they couldn't handle it. They asked the union, they go time and see how big it is. Yes. No.
You never heard.
Yes, one time.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I think I fainted and I hurt my head on a beam. And they took me to the doctors and he stitched it up. And the next day I was fine. I think we had to pay the insurance then. It was free.
It's always free.
Huh?
But you didn't pay.
No, for me,
the
I didn't
family,
pay.
You had to pay.
Yeah. I didn't pay no insurance. It was free for me because I wasn't there.
But your family had to pay.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you don't have
to. Yeah. But we both had an insurance for the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my daughters got sick, very sick. She had ruptured appendix. And she worked at Comex Miller, and that where I worked. They combined it, they paid all the bills. It cost almost, then it cost a lot of money, $3,000. That was a lot of money then, but everything was paid.
So after you got back to the hospital, you started
going to the injecting, I don't know what happened. Oh, just like that.
Did the company have any social events? Like, the company sponsor any events outside of work for employees?
Yes, yes, they had a banquet for the employees about once a year, I think. Well, in the hall, they rent hall, or sometimes it was at JKD. One time they had lobsters. And one time it was at the Lewiston City Hall, they had Maurice Chevalier. You know who he is?
No.
He's a singer. He's in the TV singing.
What?
Was, he's dead now, but we had him for the baseball people. For the flu there, they sponsored the. I was there. That was the flu. Every season we had the flu, they injected us.
The company gave you the shots for free?
Yes.
And where did you get the shots?
That was like a nurse, a special room in the mill.
So you said you're part of the union?
Huh?
You said you're part of the union?
Yes.
All of your time working paid to help?
Yes.
You get dues?
Yes.
Did you go to meetings?
Huh?
Did you go to meetings?
No. Never went to meetings, but I paid my dues. And if I have a disagreement, I would look into it, you know.
Were there ever any strikes when you know you were working?
I know there were some before I went in the mill.
Were there any when you were working there?
No, I can't think of any.
Did you ever talk about strike?
Yes, well. I think there was one before, my dear. They were striking in front of the hill of eight. And some people said, look, they go round in circles with picket signs. But that's all I remember.
Were you part of any other organizations, community, religious organizations, any charity organizations?
Organization, yeah. No, that's all we have.
Are there any church organizations you join? Any church organizations?
No, no, nothing. Everything was equal. It doesn't matter about that. Doesn't matter about that. He worked at a shoe shop, and the shoe shop closed, and I found him a job at another mill, Matt Miller, and he liked it, yeah. But I don't think he would have wanted to come where I was working. Everything turned out fine, but nowadays, they have to get a babysitter. My daughter gets a babysitter. She had to pay almost 200 and something a week for her babies. There goes a lot of her money. She has twins and another one there. The people made Bates Mill. Great people, dedicated.
Yeah.
Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah, where did you go?
We didn't go nowhere, I stayed home. I stayed home with.
Before that matter?
Oh, before?
Yeah, before.
Oh, before I got married, we used to go to the dance.
Where was the dance?
One was at Joe Cahier's Hall in Lewiston.
Where was that place? Lisbon and Chestnut.
Lisbon and Chestnut.
What was it? Was it on a building or did it have another building?
No,
Second floor?
The second floor.
What was under it?
What was under it? Can't remember. Then I met my husband at the American Legion and we had a lot of places to go for the dance over here.
Did you get married?
I got married. I celebrated my 50 years ago. I celebrated my wedding anniversary in September.
Yeah.
September 3, yeah.
Four. Where did you get married?
I got married at St. Mary's Church, where they have the heritage now.
Franco Heritage.
Well, that's where I got married. Jake Cadier's Hall.
Jake Cadier's?
Yeah, where we go dance. They had all kinds of things. They have showers. They used to have showers over there. My son Paul, he works at the National Semiconductor in Oakland. And my son Morris, he works in Carpenter. And my daughter Tina, she works at LLB. And my daughter Nancy, she works at a nursing home in the cooking department. And Jolene works in a nursing home too, and Angela works at computers there, say different words. Well, she works with computers in an office. I don't know the title. My son got his education in the Army. He got a college degree in the Army. Himself a good education. So he's all set.
Where did they go to high
school? Lewiston High.
Not St. Mary's?
No. Because of when they went to public school before, they didn't know what, and that's where I led them to go to St. Dominic. I think of it.
Where do they live? Where do your kids live now?
Oh, they live in Lewiston and Auburn and Turner and Danville.
So all fairly close?
Yes. Yeah, one great grandchild. Oh, there's no mill. How can they do anything in the mill? There's none. The mills are all gone. They don't know anything about the mill. It doesn't exist anymore. No. But they do pretty good in their job.
Where do they live?
One is in Turner. She's the one that works at LLB.
I mean your grandchildren. How do your grandchildren?
My grandchildren, I don't know why one was.
But most of them were fairly close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. That's just the story of my life.
I've asked you about it, but you're working here. I'd kind of like to know some more about what this thing was like when you were in the
did I go and live back then?
How often?
Every week.
Which church?
St. Mary's. And then when we got married, it was St. Joseph. We'd go every week.
So it didn't matter which church
you went to? Well, matters to us. St. Mary's? Well, St. Mary's isn't there. Well,
why did you go to St. Mary's? I have no idea, but I've never.
Yeah.
We
moved to St. Joseph. Always went to St. Joseph.
Why did you go to St. Joseph?
Why? Because we go there to praise the Lord once a week.
I mean, why did you go to St. Patrick's or Peter?
Well, because we like that one.
Why do you like that one?
Because it's small, and because we can hear the priest talk loud enough so we can hear. Too big sometimes, we can't hear nothing. When I was young, 15, 16, we used to go shopping. And was it busy down Lisbon Street? Ooh, was it busy. Going to Peck Store, where our beam is. We used to like to go shopping. It was wonderful. Yes. No cars, so we had to. I went everywhere. There used to be a Kreskis, there used to be a Benoit, there used to be two more stores, I can't remember. But Lamy Willingham was there. That was nice. It was cheerful. A lot of people, busy.
I have a lot of extended family here. Do you have a lot of extended family here?
Extended family?
I'm here with my brother. I mean,
my aunt and my uncle?
Yeah.
Oh yes, I have one living aunt on my side. And on his side he has three brothers. I thought the...
You don't have any other
problem? Yeah, my problem. So long that we don't know anybody there anymore. Even on my father's side, we don't know anybody there anymore. Yes, we used to go see my grandmother in Canada, one in Victoriaville and one in Lakeley. And it was good memories. Sometimes at the mill there used to be some people from Canada coming to work at the hill. I remember that. No, but there was some when I worked there. They put an advisement. They wanted Canadian people to come and work. I don't know. I think it lasted 6 months. I remember some working with them 6 months and then probably.
They went back to Canada?
Some of them went back to Canada. I think some of them went further down, like Connecticut. They went further down. For better jobs, I guess, I don't know. They were good workers, I don't know what happened.
Was it mainly men?
The families. I know one family there that moved from Canada. Do you want me to say their name?
That's fine.
Yeah. I remember that family. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Even though they're not from Canada, they still get along. Because you know why? Because they felt secure. They had their job and they knew that nobody could take it from them. So that's why we were secure. Like somebody from in the shoe shop coming in, we know they won't take our job because we signed for it. It's our job. If you go in the shoe shop, anybody can go do your job. You have nothing to say. So they were nice people. When we moved to Auburn, I was about 10, 11 years old, going to public school. We talked French, and the teachers couldn't understand. My sister wanted to go to the bathroom. She left. The teacher didn't know what she was saying. They put us backward another grade, and the children used to call us French frogs. I remember that. It hurt our feelings. But after a while, they got over it. And everything was well. Yes. But it hurt. It hurt when somebody called your name. I still think of it today. I think I'll always think of it. Were very nice and gentle. I didn't see them too much. When I went to doctors, there was a Somalian with two children, and they were so well dressed and very, very nice. It felt good to see them healthy and everything. Yeah. Everybody has their right, just like us. Yes. I'm so glad I had the mill. When the hell mill closed, I did other jobs, but it didn't work out, so I went to the base mill and they hired me. But it's one of the lowest pension they have because I was always sick. I didn't work half of the time. Well, sometimes I was laid off. I was laid off. I was always one of the last one. They go by seniority, the last one had to go. So I was laid off and I collected my unemployment bill. Employment Bureau, and then when Batesville called me when they were picking up, they could call anybody else when we was laid off because. Mill closed, they gave us a chance to go to the base mill and keeping a seniority. But I didn't go right away. Because I wanted to stay with my children for a while. So then I stayed home about a year and a half. Then I started other jobs, then I went to base mill.
What was the other job?
The other job, but one was at the other industries. I used to move to a place like home. I went to hospital to try nurses' aid and that didn't work. I wasn't suited for it. It wasn't in me, but I couldn't do a good job. But I went to base mill and I stayed there. But being one of the last one, you're laid off a lot. So. No. I retired. Does that list flash?
What do you think about the project?
The museum? Well, yeah. It would be nice for the children to know what the people went through, our fathers and mothers went through. That would be a nice for the children. Yes, yeah. Part of what I made, yes. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of best friends?
I had two best friends. I gave one to one of my children. I have one here, I'll show it to you.
Did you get any discount for buying anything?
The employees have a discount when they buy food of each meal. Yes. No, the discount was employees only.
The day.
Huh?
Not the day. Today is for everyone.
What?
A bill.
Yeah, but still, I don't know about today, but then for the employees only. There's a lot of people I've gone to wonderful people. We always went to church with our parents.
Which parent had you missed school?
You said prayers at night, which parent did that?
My mother.
Did you do that for your children?
No. But my mother didn't tell us to say our prayers at night either. All I did was go to church every Sunday. Just watch the TV and I like the revelation of the TV. That's what I'm interested in. The TV is our companion. We watch a lot of TV. Yes, I know a lot of people.
A lot of them live here?
Huh? Yes, yes. There's one, she's 70, I think she's 74, 75, and she still works at the Bates Mill. They have a little group now at Bates Mill. And they have about three or four rooms, and she still works there. She's been with me in the mill all these years. She's still there working. I don't know what they would do with all this. She knows everything about the company. System.
Yes.
So how did they get all the patterns?
88.
So how did they put the patterns on these?
The patterns? It's hard to explain. It's up in the air. They all have little holes. It's Deckard. I can't explain that. You know, like...
I saw the machine, so they would feed it into the loom, or...?
Yeah, it goes... It's hard to explain. But if you want to find out, why don't you go see Mr. Lavelle himself?
Mr. Lavelle, who is he?
He's the top, he owns the mill. He's the top one. He used to.
The last one that owned the mill.
Yeah, and he still works there. Where is he?
He's got a little store.
Not
a building now.
Yeah, it's on the Continental building.
It's got a little weave room.
It's got a little weave room.
It still weaves, or?
A little bit, yeah.
You own the company, yeah.
He used to own the company. Mr. Liddell's mother was working in the mill too. And he knows all about that, or Josephine Biron would know about that.